Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you are going to the Bills game on Sunday night,
yeah, what's going on?
Pay attention.
Oh, yeah, I do.
There is now a dress code. And although at first this may seem like a fun, no big deal thing, this is going to be way more of a problem than you think for specific Bills fans. And a lot of specific Bills fans. Because when you have a diehard, superstitious fan base, you can't just spring something like this on them a handful of days in advance.
But doesn't the rest of the league do this?
No, colleges do.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time another NFL team did this that I'm aware of.
I don't know if any other NFL team
I guess because Kansas City always looks like they're doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because it's just a sea of red.
But it's one primary college.
Right, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sunday night, Bills, Patriots, 8 p.m., 8:20 kickoff. Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Where am I going?
Do it with one super cool gal.
Who's that?
That's Kimmy. Mm-hmm.
You talking about CMK? Cussmouth Kimmy?
Oh, my God. Cussmouth Kimmy's going to be hanging out.
You're going to be letting the F-bombs fly?
Hopefully not. Hopefully I won't have to do that during the game.
If you want to go, head out to Bill Gray's and Chi-Li. Cover your kids' ears.
Oh, yeah.
CMK's hanging around. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and the filthiest mouth this side of the Mississippi. Cussmouth Kimmy. Ole Miss Kimmy. Should be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Li for the WCMF Home Field Advantage Sunday night on CMF. The Bills are wearing their brand new Nike rivalry uniforms.
Yeah.
Sunday night. The cold front jerseys, white, silver helmets, jerseys, and pants to remind you of how cold it gets in Buffalo.
Thank God they're reminding us.
Well, first week of October, too.
I forgot, yeah.
Yeah.
So earlier this week,
yeah.
The Buffalo Bills, as a franchise, let it be known that because the team is wearing all white from head to toe, they also want fans to wear white.
So then what am I supposed to do if I'm going to the game?
If you are going to the game, you should wear white to make the stadium a white out. Make every seat look like a snowstorm on national television.
What?
So this is a big college thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It happened actually at Penn State over the weekend.
Yeah. But doesn't the colleges hand out those shirts?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes.
But look at Chintz-ass Bills. Well, they could just hand everybody a white t-shirt.
They're handing everybody white towels.
Yeah. I mean, 72,000 t-shirts is a lot.
Oh, yeah. Where are they going to get that kind of money?
Well, like when they do it for NBA games or college basketball games, you're talking like 10,000 to 15,000 people.
And you're indoors.
Bro, they could buy the cheapest goddamn bulk-ass purchase shirt. This is just chintz on them, man, because that would solve it, but they don't want to spend.
Well, no, here's the thing. Even if they get – I'm not putting a t-shirt on over my jersey. I'm wearing my jersey.
Yeah, what would happen?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You bird in Bill's hell.
Nobody would wear
a t-shirt on over your jacket.
Here comes man who doesn't understand things.
Is the devil going to poke you in the Turkish and football hell?
Okay, there's a problem here. Now, despite the fact, Kimmy, I would argue that – you're not Kimmy. If one fan base could pull this off, shut up.
I could go right now.
It would be Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Right? The problem is,
yeah,
as loyal as we Bills fans are,
mm-hmm,
we are also very superstitious.
Especially foolish.
Okay, we're not there yet. You want to be a dick? You can be a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
You're being a dick. Kimmy, we eat the same things every game day,
mm-hmm,
right? We wear the same things every game day.
Yeah, some people have their superstitious.
Somebody had a gummy this morning.
Try that
it's
again.
SMK. Stroke mouth Kimmy.
The green
superstitions
queen is back.
When it comes to their socks, shirts, jacket, whatever it is, like seems like most people I know have a game day item of clothing that they put on every Sunday.
Like those stupid looking denim jackets.
You mean the 4-0? You mean the 4-0 denim jacket? Undefeated denim jacket?
That thing's undefeated.
Undefeated.
It's defeated every time it goes on your shoulder.
Oh my God, God, brutal.
I got 12 pounds of shoulder meat.
Brutal. See, look, he's just swinging wildly.
Goddamn.
He couldn't even finish the joke.
Put my denim jacket on.
I gotta go. Nope.
I got a day job at Bennigan's.
Yeah. Kimmy.
I kind of have a routine. And also, like,
what? Bennigan's? That hasn't been open in 25 years here. Bennigan's? You're gonna go get a deep fried Monte Cristo at Bennigan's?
Oh my God, those were so good with a beer.
Also, white's a tough color. Because if you don't have, unless you have a white Bills jersey, you probably don't have a lot of white Bills clothing items, right?
I would agree.
I mean, those are pretty tough to come by.
All right.
It's usually blue, red, a mixture of both. You don't get a lot of like plain
white
shirts.
Straight up white, unless you buy this new jersey, which I was wearing yesterday. All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you have your game day jersey, your game day sweatshirt, your game day whatever, when you go to the game, and there are, I would estimate, 10,000 of the 72,000 people in that stadium have their game day thing they wear every game day. What are you supposed to do here?
You're supposed to support Josh, put on a goddamn white shirt.
Okay, well, no, but, all right, there's a guy in my section. I've never talked to him. He's up the stairs when I walk up and down.
He's happy.
I've had my tickets like 15 years.
He's going to love seeing you, loudmouth.
He has a Kenny Davis jersey.
Who's Kenny Davis?
Exactly. that has to be 35 years old.
Right.
It's a size too small, so it looks like he's put on some weight, which is fine, you know. For 30.
Hey, by the way, way to point this guy out.
Point I'm making.
Yeah, there he is.
The number's about to come off. The numbers are about to come off this jersey. Right. It's a little snug on him. I am under the assumption that he has worn this jersey to every game since like 1992.
Yeah, right.
If you are that guy, do you take that jersey off and put on something white?
Or you wear it underneath. Like, you still have it on.
Well, that was nice, but you said no.
No, what am I? I'm not going to have a cover. It's still.
You're ruining it.
My husband has a t-shirt that he wears, but if it's cold, I mean, he'll wear like a sweatshirt over it. But as long as he has the t-shirt on, he feels like he's still in his normal, you know, attire.
You're going to ruin the event if you don't wear white.
Well, that's the other thing. Right? Like,
yeah, I don't want to ruin it. Like, I don't want to be the only person in all blue in a sea of white.
And you know, they'll probably point you out, too.
Well, yeah, when I get to my section, are you going to be a dick about it? Because, like, here's the thing. I got season tickets, so I could be like, oh, bro, I've been doing this when you were crapping brown, son, or green. You're probably crapping brown right now. If you're healthy. Hopefully you're colon. You got good colon health.
I think they put you on camera. Look at his dick.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. The Bills are asking fans to show up at the stadium Sunday night in all white for a whiteout, which is fine, except Bills fans are really superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say at least 10,000 of those people in that stadium have something they wear to the game every single game that is not white. And what do you do? What if you're wearing a heater jersey?
A what?
Heater jersey.
The hell? That was a heater jersey.
Here's how this works, all right? You wear a jersey to a game, for a game. The Bills win.
Mm-hmm.
So because you want them to continue to win, you have to keep wearing that jersey while they are on a heater.
Like a rally jersey.
No, it's a rally jersey is when you're coming from behind.
Yeah.
Stupid.
All right.
Like Ryan, my brother, he's got his heater jersey right now.
I'm pretty sure everything he wears is pretty heated. It's sweaty and damp and stained.
Ryan has been wearing his Ryan Fitzpatrick jersey since opening day. They haven't lost.
Okay.
Is he going to take that off to go to the game on Sunday night? Put on a white shirt? What if we lose? We lost because he took off his heater jersey.
Well, if we lose, let's say he takes off the jersey, Bills lose. Does he continue with the heater jersey or is the jersey done?
Once you lose, the jersey's done. Doesn't matter even if
you're not wearing it?
Doesn't matter. Oh, okay. The streak has been broken. The heater jersey. Right. Why do you think Lucky jerseys or hats or Zubaz pants are so stupid?
Because it's just such a ridiculous thing to like worry about. Because it doesn't matter.
Why do you hate?
There's no connection between clothing and the team.
Hey,
like you can't fix whatever you're gonna want.
You have nothing that you do out of tradition, even though it affects nothing. You just
I have a routine.
Are you talking to the most regimented man ever, who has to touch the doorknob four times before he leaves, or else he dies?
Yeah, but other than that, I'm fine.
Shut up. Bro, and you say it doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. In reality, none of this matters. We're spending a fortune to go watch millionaires play a child's game on national television.
My point is, they could give you a T-shirt.
No, you're trying to loop back around.
My point is, if everybody was given a T-shirt, they'd probably wear it because it's a free T-shirt.
I wouldn't wear that T-shirt. I'm telling you, I would not wear that T-shirt.
Wear it.
That's what I'm telling you.
Put it on my back.
No, don't you try to change the subject.
I pay your salary.
As Bills fans, any fan, sports fan really, You put total control of your happiness that day, that week, that
season, you do.
In the guys playing on the field. Mm. I will never get tapped on my shoulder and told to go play tight end. So if in my mind I am contributing in some way to how well the team is doing, if I could pretend that I have some semblance of control, why would you take that away from someone?
Because they want to look cool on television.
No, I'm asking you, criticizing those people, why would you want to take that away from someone?
Because you're a goddamn fool. That's why. You're a grown-ass man. Put on the shirt that they tell you to wear and go down there and be an independent sports fan.
I would argue spending hundreds of dollars on these tickets makes you a fool in the first place. I love it. It's fun.
Well, yeah, you get
joy
out
of it. Do it.
But if
it's
we're
going to
talk about things that don't matter, this does not matter.
But I always thought like y'all were so into this sport that you would do whatever they tell you to do.
No, I'm not a robot.
Well, you kind of are.
I
mean, you robotically go down there, do the same thing every time.
Says, man,
you sit in the same seat and mock that other guy.
That's my season ticket. I'm not mocking him. I love that Kenny Davis jersey, and I would buy it off his back if he would let me.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's a little tight.
Yeah, it's
going
to be hard getting it off of him.
It is going to be interesting to see how good NFL fans are doing this. Because you're right, like college, no problem. It seems like teams will stripe the stadium. They'll do all sorts of designs.
You have to explain that to Tommy, no?
They'll do each section's a different color.
Yeah, they do it in Tennessee. They do that.
Yeah.
Logo. I watch college football.
No, you don't.
I know Tennessee does it all the time.
You have it in the background. Oh, wow, it looks like stripes. Very cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
Very cool. Check it out.
But anyways, it seems like those fans are like ready for the next thing, and I don't know if NFL fans are as willing to do this as a group.
Well, Tim reminds us, the Packers did the whiteout game week two against the Commanders, so they pulled it off in Lambeau. That's what
you can't
says.
Get more diehard than a Packers fan.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean,
they go back to like the beginning of time.
I would argue Bills fans and Packers fans are interchangeable, like when it comes
But that is the guy that's regimented.
Did the Steelers
like Lombardi? He always wore a white T-shirt, short sleeves shirt.
Did the Steelers do a stripe the stadium once too? I think. Remember when they had those striped jerseys
they wear
sometimes?
Yeah, who cares?
Could be wrong.
Steeler. Oh, good health. Look, when it comes to wearing the lucky stuff,
yeah.
If anything, it is a way to calm your nerves before a game starts. Because I'm telling you right now, you, Tommy Mule, are big time in the minority when it comes to no Bills or no sports superstition. Because most everyone has one. Kimmy.
Yeah. Where you sit on the couch. Something as simple as that.
Your husband watched an entire Bills season from the bathroom.
The end of it was
When
they made the playoffs up until how far did they go that year? I can't remember. But
that was the AFC
Championship. Either way, he spent it in the bathroom.
He sat in the bathroom and watched a game on an iPad because they
did
well.
That was the turning point.
Was
somebody's interception. God, I can't think of it. And he was in the bathroom when it happened, and he decided, now this is my lucky spot.
Your wife has superstitions?
She's got the whole outfit on.
Oh.
All of us.
Oh, so when she comes out of her room to watch Bills games, you look her in the face and go, you're stupid. This is pointless. Why are you a robot? You're worthless. You say all those things to your wife?
No, of course not.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
I accept everything. No, cheer her up.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Yes.
I would also argue
what?
There is something romantic about sharing those game day superstitions with the people you care about.
Romantic.
Where you watch the game, how you watch the game, the tiny little things you do with those people during the game, switching up hats at halftime for better mojo, moving to a different spot on the couch to Kimmy's point when you need a turnaround. Like, those get passed on to, like, your kids and your nieces
and maybe
your
nephews. We should stop doing that to the children.
Okay.
Let them develop their own little personalities and interests.
We are probably
building up anxiety. Turn it like that. You want this team to lose?
Yeah. Do you want
that? I don't know if I want my kids
to
do that.
No, I don't think you should do that to your children.
Oh, my God. You're creating.
I should let your children be creative and get their own thing.
You are creating memories.
Of force compliance.
Yes.
Beat that chip now and don't dip with your left hand. You're going to dip with your right hand.
I would argue, but left hand is the devil's hand. You always dip with your right hand. I would argue it's a bonding experience.
Forcing your kids to do things? It's not a bonding experience, man.
You're so progressive, man. Like, you know, the way you dress today also looks very progressive. Not like you're going to be telling someone who doesn't look like you they can't sit at this counter. Shut up. You are so miserable. What made you so miserable?
You know what's fun?
You
being told what to do while I watch a game. That's fun. I'm going to sit here and do it. Sit over here.
That's what the Bills are telling people to do with the shirt, and you say that's fine.
Well, I say it if you embrace this culture, embrace it. They tell you to do something, do it. This is your lord and master.
Your lord and master.
They kind of are, and they're telling you to do something.
For a guy?
The Pagula gods have come down from billionaire heaven and said, put on that white shirt, and you're saying, no, Lord, I will not.
For a guy?
For then he will smite you.
For a guy?
That's in the Bible, bro. Check it out.
For a guy who was
Bills 13, 14.
The cakest life in the history of the world. How you Wait, are you're talking so about Tommy miserable. Cakes? Bro, the spoiled-ass, bitch-ass kid steals from a grocery store making the equivalent of $80,000 in today's money. Terrible comedian somehow lucks out into this job. 30 years of sitting on his ass sipping water like an arrogant prick.
Oh, yeah.
Two kids come in, save his career when he's drowned.
You call this saved?
No, yeah, I mean, you'd be working it. You have been laid off from Topps Butcher 15 years ago. 15 years ago.
Maybe 15 years before I met you.
Exactly. And then you're going to sit here, hey, why would you do anything for it? You got to be serious and go forward, even though I've never had a serious day. You are a piece of crap. You're a giant piece of crap, and nobody likes you, and you're ugly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You thought the marijuana argument was bad?
What's going on now?
As we speak, the legalization of this currently illegal drug is being debated in Albany.
Oh.
And this getting the okay here is not out of the question. In fact, we wouldn't even be the first state to legalize it in this capacity.
Okay.
But how it's legalized to begin with is important here, because this can go one of two ways. And one of those ways would have a very different effect on New Yorkers than the other.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. On Tuesday, state lawmakers had their first public hearing on legalizing psilocybin therapy in New York.
What is it called? Psilocybin?
Shrooms, bro.
Shrooms?
Shrooms. Mushrooms.
Okay.
You got it. Magic mushrooms for medical purposes.
Yeah.
So supporters of the therapy say that studies have shown this treatment can help with several different medical issues, from cluster headaches to depression to PTSD.
So it can relieve pain.
This is what the people are saying. New York would also not be the first state to give this a medical green light. Right now, both Oregon and Colorado have legalized psilocybin for medical use.
But you have to eat it with fettuccine.
By the way, you make it sound like a bad thing.
Yeah, it would be delicious. Man, you can eat fettuccine and cup of buzz.
So here's the thing. If you have a medicine that can potentially treat PTSD, cluster headaches, and depression, three things that are notoriously hard to treat, it seems like a slam dunk.
What are we waiting on?
Not everyone is on board with this idea.
Of course not.
So,
God forbid.
There are several critics. Some of the critics argue there needs to be more research done on the actual effects of the drugs versus the long-term side effects they may present. Other critics say that medical legalization will lead to doctors just handing out prescriptions to anyone. And they say that's what happened with medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There are other folks who are arguing this is just a Trojan horse. It's the first step into legalizing recreational magic mushrooms in New York State, which they think would be a disaster.
Terrible.
So So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are magic mushrooms for medical treatment a good idea in New York State?
You're looking at me?
I'm asking.
Well, you know I'm pro-drug. Like, I don't know why we limit any of this stuff to anybody. It's nobody's goddamn business.
Well, I mean, it can be.
No, if you misuse it, that's on you. We have laws in place that if you F up, you take responsibility for it. But, like, how can you have a drug that can relieve pain? And it sounds pretty natural to me. It's a freaking mushroom. Like, you know what? Take these chemicals over here instead.
All right, well, no, I got a serious question. Is the psilocybin that would be used medically, is that a synthetic or is that coming from, like, the ground?
Sounds like it's a mushroom.
You base that on nothing.
I thought that guy played for the Sabres.
Psilocybin?
Yeah.
Psilocybin! He's gone! No, I'm asking sincerely. Is it
now he's high.
Is it?
I'm not sure, but it is. This is being recommended by doc. Like, how are you getting it? I guess.
So this would be a prescription.
Medical. Okay.
It would have to come through a prescription. And again, there are studies that have been done, but the folks that are anti this say there's not been enough research done. Look,
I just don't understand enough about these new things you call mushrooms have been around since the dawn of time.
Well, but here's the thing.
What?
I mean, there is.
They're jiving you, bro.
I am with you on this.
You know they know the mushroom.
I agree with you. And yeah. I want to be clear up front. I'm not a mushroom guy. Never done it. Never plan on doing it.
Sounds like a little fun, though.
My mind is horrifying enough on its own. I don't need any help, right? And I agree with you. If there is potential for people to be helped with what
give them relief, man.
We once thought were uncurable medical or physical, I would love to give them a chance to try it. I am for this. That being said, there is a debate to be had. Like, it is not a bad thing to discuss the positives and negatives of how this would go.
It's all right to have a debate unless these issues have already been solved.
But here's the thing. You don't know that they've been solved.
I'm guessing we understand.
Wait, okay, but see, there you go. A lot of heavy lifting being done with, I'm guessing.
You don't think we know anything about a goddamn
mushroom? No, bro, we don't know how the brain works, period. How are we supposed to determine the effects this could have long term? I want this to happen. If I had a vote, I would vote yes. Let's give these people the ability to try it out. It would be better to have relief from this stuff, but it does frustrate me when immediately out of the gate you go legalize everything.
I know how to. Everybody knows how the brain works. We did not. Brain says, I want toast. You know what I do? I go inside and get some toast.
Why do we sleep?
Because my brain says go to bed.
No, that's just it.
You're tired.
We have slept since the beginning of time.
No, you stayed up late watching that Bills game Sunday night. Now you're dragging ass. Your brain says go to bed.
Scientists still don't understand why sleep is necessary. It doesn't make any sense.
It repairs your body.
Okay, but it doesn't make okay, well, now we're going off on a tangent. I'm sorry. The point I'm making is for you to say science understands everything about this is stupid when you don't understand that jacket is a different color than the pants you're wearing.
Why can't I just rush through some stuff so I can get the fun stuff?
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to David. Hey, David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
So I live with a condition called trigeminal neuralgia.
Okay.
The trigeminal nerve is the main nerve that comes out of your brain stem
okay.
and controls all sensation in your face. It's caused generally by an artery that's pressed against the nerve.
Okay.
And through your lifetime, every heartbeat, that artery pumps. Every pump against that nerve starts to wear against the shield.
So not good then. Not good, David.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's terrible.
But so I'm assuming the reason you're calling is you use mushroom therapy here?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I went through all the medical prescriptions that they could think of for this. And this pain is not something controlled by morphine or Dilaudid or anything like that because it's a nerve pain.
Damn.
So they give you anti-seizure medications. I went through a battery of three different medications. Nothing was working. I grew up in the 70s, and, you know, I've done a lot of reading on this condition, different types of therapy and what have you, microdosing. Well, I was never one to microdose anything except maybe microdot. So I wanted the high also, the trip also.
Okay.
So I did 2.5 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, and within 5 hours, my pain had dropped off 90% as far as frequency.
God damn.
Okay. Now, David. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
The intensity was still there, but the frequency. Now, let me tell you how painful this is. I couldn't open my mouth enough to put a pea between my lips.
Hey, is there a way I could give this to Tommy?
Yeah, you just got to go in there and mess around with his nerve.
Hey, stay put. All right, David, let me ask you a question. Right. And then, look, man, that is awesome, and I am so good happy story. For you, and that's wonderful. But from a devil's advocate discussion here, if we're going to have – let me ask you a question. You did the research yourself, you said. You took this stuff and you had the relief. Have you discussed this with any medical professionals? Like, what is their opinion on what happened for you to be treated in this way?
So I'm going to have a surgery called microvascular decompression. It's where they go through the back of your head and around through your brain to that nerve, and they put a piece of Teflon between the nerve and the artery.
Okay.
So when I had the sit down with my neurosurgeon, I explained to him the benefits that I found from the psilocybin, and he said he was not surprised at all. It's a very powerful drug, and more should be done as far as research.
Okay. All right, David, I want to take some more calls, but I'm glad it's working for you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. There goes
David. It's a miracle for this guy.
It worked for him, but here's the thing. Not everybody agrees. Well, I didn't hang up on David. David, I'm sorry. Not everybody agrees.
All right.
Hachi Roka writes us on Instagram.
Duffy, what's he saying?
Duffy and WCMF. He says, yes, just what we need. Easier access to even more drugs to impaired drivers across the state. Oregon has almost everything legalized you could think of. Colorado isn't too far behind. They are not good examples to follow.
Well, that made
your mic's off.
That made absolutely no sense.
I mean, I get where he's coming from, what? But at the same time, if I'm talking to anybody like David that we just talked to and they're going through this pain and
it's
there's
a living
something,
nightmare, man.
I want to help the people that need it, no matter what the
effects it's chronic
effects
pain.
Could be. Yeah.
You go to bed with it. You wake up. It's just constantly.
Look, I want to give people the ability to try it, I guess.
How about just give people some freaking mercy?
252 WC.
Give me that mercy mushroom.
252 WCMF.
Mercy me.
On Tuesday, state lawmakers had their first public hearing legalizing psilocybin, that is mushroom therapy. Mushrooms, bro.
Mm.
There have been studies that show, you just heard David talk about what he's going through, can treat things from cluster headaches to depression to PTSD. New York State would not be the first to legalize it. Oregon and Colorado, as you just heard, already have it for medical purposes. But folks who are against it say that the studies are not comprehensive enough. There needs to be more done. They argue that this is just a backdoor way to eventually legalize it recreationally. And they argue that if they did it medically, that there would be plenty of doctors that would just write scripts to people who want to go trip balls.
Mm.
It is funny, like, the argument that the fear of people self-medicating with illegal drugs would be worse than them getting drugs legally. Because, like, and
but
I don't
how
mean,
we medicate ourselves now.
That's my point. And take away the prescription. Yeah. What I mean is, like, folks that are dealing with depression, PTSD, alcohol is a major self-medication.
Oh, yeah. Right? Probably number one.
And other addictions can ruin lives and make those medical situations worse when you are trying to treat PTSD, depression, things like that. I also find it weird. There's two worlds of mushrooms. There are people that are not, that don't take them, have never taken them, that look at it as like this thing that nobody talks, it's always, you know, dark thing. Everyone I know that takes shrooms or has taken shrooms openly talks about it almost as if they're legal.
Okay.
It's a weird side-by-side.
Like it's kind of,
in the way, like,
it's out in the open.
Yes.
I talk about marijuana, you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Like, it's very strange because I'll be like with, you know, a bunch of stuffed shirt, you know, people. And if that were to come up, oh my God. And then you'll be around a bunch of other people, and you can't tell the difference between the two.
No, you can't.
And they'll just have open conversations about the experiences they've had on these things.
I told you, we were at a restaurant, a guy was talking about it, our waiter.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Like, depending on where you are, how these things are viewed.
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
Good morning. Your previous caller hit the nail on the head. It's about the dosage. So when you microdose, you have enough psilocybin to actually have some benefits to health, PTSD, and other mental health conditions. But it's not enough to actually have you feel the effects of the drug and, say, quote-unquote, tripping balls everywhere.
Okay.
So if Johns Hopkins has been doing research for about two or so decades.
What's he saying?
You're an idiot.
Well, I mean, they're... If you need a reputable study to read, they have plenty of papers about it that are all peer-reviewed with
science
and stuff like that.
Okay, so. Bill, let me stop you real quick. Everything you're saying, I get you. I hear you. Is that goats in the background, Bill?
I'm dropping the kids off at daycare.
Oh, it's your kids.
Which is not a name for a goat.
Are you raising goats, Bill? Is that what you're doing over there? Like your children is goats? Okay, so, Bill, are you someone that participates in microdosing?
Used to, but not anymore. I have 2-year-olds.
Okay. No, I get it. But were you doing it recreationally, or were you doing it to treat something?
A little bit of both. I've noticed that there was a lot of benefits to, say, sometimes when I would have some, you know, bouts of depression or anxieties and everything like that. So I used to do it just for partying, and then I transferred over to a lot of the microdosing elements of it, and I did that for about 3 months, and it was a massive improvement, I will say.
Okay. Nice.
All right. All right. Well, Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. So we got research to go look at. I do love that, though. Right, like, you know, my wife is an MD,
mm-hmm.
right? She reads these medical journals monthly. Yeah. She understands all of it. And she'll be like, here, check this out. This is some great research. Maybe you can use it for the show. And nope.
Yeah.
Well, how do you pronounce this word?
No, I didn't. No, it's not even pronouncing word. Like,
it's too deep.
Like, and all of these studies exist, right?
It's, yeah. just, but it's medical deep.
Exactly. I don't understand what... Like,
I know to be I'm like, not smart enough to translate. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, like, yeah. You read this and you speak stupid to me and tell me what it says, please. Yeah. Thank you, my lovely doctor wife. I don't know, like, we're a big risk versus reward here show.
Yeah.
Or reward show here. And I totally agree with the folks that are hesitant with this. There are risks here. You mm-hmm. cannot sit here and say there aren't risks.
But that's life.
Well, there are always people that are going to take it too far.
But if the reward is treating something like PTSD that can destroy the lives and change personalities of good people who experience terrible trauma.
Yeah.
If the reward is dealing with clinical depression for someone who may not be around much longer to try treatments that may be coming down the road.
They're in a living hell, man.
I mean, you know, like, if there's a chance that'll work for them, why wouldn't you give them an opportunity?
That's my point.
No, but it's not your point. You just want all drugs to be legal.
That's my point.
And that's
especially
my problem.
If you're starting it out and it is being monitored by a doctor, you know? Like, because we're not talking about just having it open to anybody. This is just for medical purposes, right?
So, yeah, so again, yeah. Yes, but... There is a valid argument made by the people saying that there will be people who will write prescriptions for recreational. We did see that happening for medical marijuana.
We did.
No, I hate you're on my side because when you go legalize heroin, it invalidates all of the other things you just said. Because you think heroin should be legalized.
Yes, I do. I think all drugs and access to drugs should be legal.
Okay, so that's we're not having the same discussion.
Right. I'm living in cool America. You're in lame America.
Yeah, I don't want heroin legalized. I don't want crystal meth legalized.
Well, people take it.
There are legitimate side effects to society.
That's their choice.
No, but it's not. It affects everything on a grander scale. There are ripple effects to these.
So donuts do the same thing. Yeah, I got to pay for this fat diabetic over here.
So donuts do the same thing.
With a half a foot in a boot.
Man, I ain't seen a guy outside a donut shop half unconscious.
You don't go
over.
To my donut shop, bro. I see guys out there turning tricks for donuts.
Jim brings up a good point on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. He says, the way New York State has handled marijuana, we will never see this in our lifetime.
Yeah, that is so true.
He may be right.
Yeah.
And that's a long, long time.
It's unfortunate. I don't know, man. I guess.
I mean, there are going to be other states that do. I think it is already legal in certain other
Yeah, Colorado
states,
and
like
Oregon.
Said. I mean,
cool states.
But here's the thing: you also
can't
had the,
you just see how it goes for them.
But Kimmy, we had that blueprint for marijuana, and they bungled it.
Yeah, good point.
So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Maybe this happens sooner than we think. I mean, they're discussing it, and I mean, New York has been pretty receptive to stuff like this.
Eventually,
so we'll see. Okay. But I would argue that because marijuana is already here, that this isn't too much further a step.
Okay. All right. So we kind of opened it up a little bit.
Maybe we'll see. Right. We'll see how it goes. All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All of a sudden, this went from scary to interesting.
Oh.
Because your Buffalo Bills will have the third guy playing this position in 5 weeks.
Okay.
But what they managed to pull off the street.
Yeah. All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Bills had a punter opening night.
Mm-hmm.
He did not perform to their standard. They cut him.
Right.
They then signed Cameron Johnston. He had his leg obliterated last week against the New Orleans Saints. A week after he had his leg obliterated against the Miami Dolphins. A season after he had his leg obliterated and had a season-ending injury in Pittsburgh.
I guess punting ain't for him.
Yeah, so he's going to miss some time. So the Bills needed a new punter.
So who'd they get?
They went out and signed a man named Mitch Wischnowski.
Wischnowski. It's hard to say together. Mitch Wischnowski. It sounds like one word.
He's the Polish punter.
Nope. He's
Mitch Wischnowski.
He's Australian.
Yeah. But he could be of Polish descent.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
With that kind of name, that's got to be. All right, so he's an Australian soccer player?
Australian football. Player. Australian football. He played Australian football.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That's soccer.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's different.
Oh, is that one where they, yeah, they do play a football game.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. That's why I said
No, I had to think about it, but I know they played rugby and I know they play soccer, but I do forget they do play some kind of weird football.
So Australia has a different game called football?
Yes. Australian rules football. It's cool.
But they have goalposts. And
yep.
stuff.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
You've seen it. It looks like rugby and American football combined.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So by the way, this is the second consecutive Australian punter the Bills have signed. Cameron Johnston, also Australian.
Mm. Damn.
So are there a few of them out there?
Yeah, on account of the punting, like for in the Australian rules.
Oh,
football.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but what's interesting about Mitch? Wischnowski.
Like a schnoz, like Wischnowski.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't heard anyone say it. I've just been reading
Wischnoz.
It. I have no idea.
All right.
When it comes to how far he can punt, not all that exciting. He's about league average.
All right.
But that's fine. We'll take average.
He employs three different kinds of punts that he uses depending on the situation.
Oh.
And I know that everyone.
How else can you punt a football?
Apparently multiple ways.
Well, he broke it down in an interview when he was playing with the San Francisco 49ers, which he did for 6 years.
No.
The three types of punts that he uses, and I know that you guys come to the break room for hot punter talk.
Which is your standard punt.
All right, so yeah, quote, the stock standard end-over-end punt, it is more accurate, but you can't get height or distance. That's
the
what he
Paul
says.
Paul McGuire punt.
He has the spiral. That one goes the highest and the furthest,
all right.
But it is harder to control where you place it. Then he employs what he calls the helicopter punt.
So it just
sounds
kinda
like something that you tell people when you're playing backyard football.
Here comes a helicopter punt.
All right.
I got the spiral, I got the helicopter, and I got the distance. Which one do you guys want me to do?
So he somehow, Kimmy, manages to punt it so it spins sideways with the thing.
I guess I have not seen that.
It's extremely hard to catch. In fact, if you go to YouTube, there is a highlight reel of him deploying the helicopter punt where players can't handle it and they're muffing these punts.
Why wouldn't you just kick that one all the time?
Here's why. He says you can't kick it as far as the spiral, and if you slightly mishit it, it's going to go in the opposite direction that you want to.
Bigger risk.
Exactly. So if you're trying to put a team in a specific position, you can't use this punt because it could go horribly, horribly wrong. Mm. But when he hits it right,
okay,
it works and gives you a higher chance of getting the ball back going the other way.
So once in a while, he slips that one in there.
I guess. I'm kind of hoping we're going to get to see the helicopter.
That's it. It sounds like it'd be pretty entertaining to watch this guy.
Like, never have I been excited about watching a Bills punter, well, other than Brian Moorman taking off running. But this one,
yeah,
this one I'm excited about.
All right.
All right, so more good news for the Bills, by the way.
Everybody's back?
Well, no, we don't know yet.
Right.
But for the first time in 3 weeks, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, Matt Milano, linebacker, have practiced.
All right.
Yep.
So it's looking good.
Yeah, everybody that had missed games last week practiced yesterday. So fingers crossed.
All right. Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you see Matt Milano practicing?
Did I see him practice?
Did you see him practice yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Was it bad?
No, it was fine. You know they wear football pants at practice, right?
Football pants?
Pants.
Well, what do you mean? Like
pants that they wear on the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with that?
Except for Matt Milano.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing what looked like they had the stripes and everything on it. They were like bicycle shorts.
So there's a what college team was I watching over the weekend? They all the guys on the team had like shorter football pants. And it was like a uniform thing. Like they
probably easier to work out in.
They weren't as long. They weren't like they didn't go to the knee like the other pants.
So they're like shorts, but like compression. Like
they're shorter than like my wife's yoga shorts. Like Jenna Cottrell.
Well, you wear short shorts, bro.
These are shorter than my shorts.
You did see it a little bit at training camp too. Some of the guys practicing that, but I just thought that's because it was really hot outside.
No, yeah, they're probably easier to work out in.
Jenna Cottrell shot a video from 13 Wham of him back on.
I thought you meant she was wearing short shorts.
Nope, she shot a video of Matt Milano wearing these shorts, and it felt like they needed to be blurred out. Like that's how short, bro.
Too much leg. I'm telling you.
What, like when you see like those weightlifters wearing them short shorts.
Go to Jenna Cottrell's story right now. Go look it up. I'm telling you right now.
I'm typing right now. Jenna Cottrell short shorts. Oh, my God.
Bro, I'm telling you. I saw this video, and it was like, what? Ho!
Those are some shorts.
It probably looks good at him.
Calm down.
You can really see the muscles.
No, I'm saying he's got a...
Oh, it's not just muscles you can see.
I mean,
he's probably got a chiseled, athletic butt.
I don't think the shocking thing is the length of the shorts. It's that they're white shorts.
Yeah.
White doesn't do you any
pops.
I'm telling you, I'm uncomfortable. I'm feeling things.
So you can see
everything. They're very see-through.
I'm feeling things I didn't know
I could
feel.
No, you can't really see him.
Bro.
You can see his penis.
Yes, I'm looking at... Bro, if you stop it, that is clearly his. That's clearly his penis.
Oh, I can see it from here. Wow, cracked your screen.
Does nobody... Bro, I'm looking...
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's the color of the shorts, not the length of them that's shocking.
Maybe he'll wear those for the whiteout.
So much... Well, though, you got to be careful in shorts this tight, because you could end up having a brownout pretty quick.
Damn, about to bust them stitches.
All right, tomorrow, right around this time, we will have our buddies in, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. We got Boston, New England.
Boston.
So what is Ryan coming in as?
Oh, man, he's so many things.
A masshole, as they call him.
Okay.
Well, he could go history. Like a Paul Revere type of...
That's a huge commitment.
There was no horse that could hold Ryan for that long.
Well, the horse is dead, but the British are still coming.
That's going to be an expensive costume.
He could come as a British Army soldier. Okay. That'd be a very expensive. He had to go to cheap. Who's the most famous...
Bostonian of all time?
Yeah.
Was he going to come in as one of the Wahlbergs?
Mark Wahlberg?
No.
He ain't got the chisel for that either.
Oh, you know he could come as...
What's that?
Well, no, but it's a different sport. The Babe.
Oh.
Okay, he's a Yankee. Anyway. Yeah.
No, but he started with
the song. Yeah, what a deep cut that would be.
Well, I'm trying to think for his girth, what would work.
What a terrible thing to say.
That's where we're drawing the line.
A Boston fan wearing like every Boston team.
So you mean like every ass, I almost cursed, in Boston? All right, well, we'll find out tomorrow. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Ryan Duffy recapping Tommy's picks around this time on CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.